ese zonklo idosite grapwen to a behime in which the COVID was removed, the major portion of the COVID was removed, and only the minimum of the COVID was left, less than Katat. But it has left place to the COVID in general, not the COVID that is praying, that is the, that makes the behemoth pray. But a COVID in the regular behemoth, with the COVID is a regular COVID, there is no problem with the COVID. So the fear was accustomed not to eat the liver of the behemoth, to throw away the liver. It was mutabachi, but he didn't care to eat. But Shimon bar Rebbe was midakhi to eat liver. So what does it do with prayers? So it's a question of eating habits. So he had one eating habit, and Shimon bar Rebbe had another eating habit. No, he tested it, because the Chachamim didn't adopt just eating habit just like capricious, arbitrary. So, in other words, if the Chie always threw away the liver, even though it was a behemoth of Sheol, and he was allowed to eat liver, still he never ate liver, so he probably had a reason. And if Rav Shimon bar Rebbe always was makpid to eat the liver, so he always said, he always had a reason. It wasn't just a question of taste. In other words, everyone adapted his practice because of a certain reason. What is the reason? Oh, let's see the Rashi. So ich will beim schon steiben kann ein nach ich soll treffen mal wo ich wollte kommen machen und die Tränen und ich habe es gar schon mal aber mir habe ich nein dieser behälter toll und wie dieser behälter toll für mich schon habe ich halt nicht die soll kommen mal mich halten das ist eine wichtige question against the shop because if the Gemara is talking about a paper trapeze, that Priya considered it as a paper trapeze, so the Gemara should use the expression of Priya Matri. Why the Priya is only naturally, if it's trapeze, so he's not going to eat it, he'll throw it away. He'll give it to a goy. I mean, but he's not going to eat it. I mean, so why does the Gemara use the expression Zoi? I'm sure we saw it come out of the Shabbat, we'll be stubborn, or come out. The Priya is only going to come to Shabbat. It's a very strange pshat. In other words, that Rav Chiya didn't eat it. Didn't eat liver altogether. Why didn't he eat liver altogether? Because it was not health promoting. Rav Chiya held that it's not health promoting. So, in other words, so the melee, according to Rav Chiya, since it's not health promoting, so the melee, even if the major portion of the liver is missing and just very little is left, so it's not raping. It's not raping because there is kol nefesh meshit nefesh. In other words, any organ in a behemoth, that is indispensable for the life of the behemoth, is helpful. And if it's not indispensable for the life of the behemoth, it's not helpful. It's very strange pshat, very strange. So the melee, Reb Chiya, he was not interested in eating the liver. So in other words, he didn't consider it as health promoting. So that's a raya that the existence of the substantial liver is not indispensable for the life of the animal. Because if it would be indispensable for the life of the animal, so then it should be health promoting. And since Reb Chiya didn't consider it health promoting, so the male in Tzeraye, that he did not consider the liver as an indispensable organ. Very strange.
Maybe healthy for the consumption of
man. It's a very strange job. But Reb Shimon Magdalene, why Magdalene? Because she was very makbid to it, more than anything else, the Lima Dafke. Why? Because kol nefesh meishit nefesh, anything, any organ that is indispensable for the life of the organism, as food, it's a very helpful food. I mean, from that point of view, it should follow that it should be very important to use the food, the heart of the baby. I mean, and we don't use the heart of the baby as a food. I mean, it's a very strange shot.
The microbes exist today, whether it's cholesterol in the liver or whether the iron in the liver.
Sounds strange. This pshat sounds very strange. All right, but this is Rashi's pshat. Hilkachinu mishtayim kazayim shlehalis arucho sheyamza v'yirapim treifu v'rapchiyel uvoyik lehalis arucho el shiur epurte. Now, so even mashal remains, so it's not treifu. But the mashal that remains has to be in a certain area, has to enjoy the mashal of the liver that remains, has to enjoy the gallbladder. Because this part of the liver is very important. Alright. Now, Hahu Pumese, the Osali Pumpadi said, there was a regiment of an army that was stationed in Pumpadisi. So, and they were not, these soldiers were not Eyal Yisrael. So, was in Israel. So, the many Jews had to escape from the city. Temporarily, until this regiment of the army would evacuate. So among the Jews who fled were Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael. Oko, they escaped from this. Oko, Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael, Pogobo Rab Zeir. Omalu, Amkoye, fugitives. He called them fugitives because they were escaping from Pumpadisa. Fugitives, Kazai Shomu, Bimokimo. In other words, that when you say that at least the size of the Kazai of the liver has to remain, it doesn't mean any Kazai of the liver in any area that if it remains, so it's Kshayom. Only if it's in the area near, adjacent to the gallbladder. But if adjacent to the gallbladder we do not have in the size of the zayis of the liver intact, but in the other it represents another portion of the liver, then it's not chill. Rabba de Barabe Omar Bimokim Shiachad. So there are two pshat. What does it mean, Bimokim Shiachad? One pshat is Bimokim Shiachad is where it's adjacent to the kidney, and one pshat is where adjacent to the diaphragm. Rashi mentions two pshat. All right, full missing. Chila shiuti. Rukoye yirem lo yom yisakadai shom mokim lo yeh. Mokim shiachayo. So the first pshat is mokim shiachayo in its vital position. Only the kazayis of the liver remains intact in its vital position. What is the vital position? Shakol tchayom shom dahayim mokim kuyoso kishimiyuro dvuko tachas hakloyes. In other words, where it is joined, it's articulated to beneath the kidneys. Zeyo umotzos mishnachine b'yiser hasakol, where it is articulated and joined to the diaphragm. Vein trapshi. So, since there is a machlokes, so Omarach Pope, Hilka Bino Kazai is Mokim Moro, who Bino Kazai is Mokim Shi Chai. So in other words, so in final analysis, we pass through that the Moro and the Hilka should be in Teres Bachilei, there must be three kezesi left intact. Three kezesi of the liver, because one Kazai's to the Moro, to the Kogoda, and one to Mokim Shechai, but there are two Choti Mokim Shechai. So we pass the Chumre. So there has to be three Zaisi. One Kazai is Mokim Moro, one Kazai is near the diaphragm, and one kazayin is beneath the kidney. Suppose there is a kazayis of the liver left, but it's not one piece. It is to be collected. So is it chilona, chilzona? Suppose it's elongated shape, the portion of the liver that is left. Chilzona. Mao Boyerabashi, Kazayis Mehudorpur. Flattened out. Suppose the Kazayis is flattened out. It's a Kazayis, but it's in a flattened shape. So it is a shape or not. Alright. Take it. So you won't go with Huda. Bow means no Dabais. Boy means that's why Kim Rabam, Rabame. Suppose it was substantially detached, but it's still attached. The whole covet is there, but it was torn. It's detached from its collections. The covet. The whole thing, the whole river is there, but is detached from its collections. But it's still attached to the diaphragm. Umuva bitrafshi, ma. Omole dildo zeini ilea ma. Ili mandoro mokim oike. Ili mandoro mokim shiachayo oike. Hari kula kayemes. As long as you have a kazayis in the kemamo, according to that mandoro, so even though it was torn in several places from its connections, so it is still shaped. Umuva b'trafshel, kamya, b'kul kayemes. Uyika, b'kul kayemes. Alright. Horeya shenikva. One of the trefes that the Mishnah mentions, if the reya, the long, was perforated. Rav Shmuel, v'rav Aser d'amre, komei loye. The outward membrane, if it's nikva. The amr lo komet atoye. But some say no. If the outward membrane is pierced and the inner membrane is intact, so it's kshero. Where is the trepo in the inner membrane is pierced? Omar Rav Yezir bar Nun, Omar Rav Nachman, Nagotzi agrees with amr lo. That it's only trepo in the inner membrane of the lung is perforated. But as a way to remember it, this munach, kitune divrode dimanchadere, just to think of a reye that is kept, of something that is kept in a rose-like jacket, shirt. So, that means that's a malbush ode, she'orir nachas. What al shein shekrum tachinam? Why does he use that example in a rose-like, pinkish coat? It's because the krum tachinam is red, it's pinkish. Kedam rinu mekam, kainin esum. Pshit, iin kafi loye, iin kef tatoye meit. If, let's say, the Abba, now the Gemara is passing in that way. At first, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Aser d'amre, komi loy. But then, now the Gemara is mentioning the Pesach Halacha. One goes, is without any question. One halacha is without any question. If the outward membrane is pierced, but the inner membrane is not pierced, is intact, so then it's kshayor, because as long as the inner membrane is intact, so that protects it. And then even the perforation in the outward membrane will also heal by itself in due course. So that goes without saying, that if the outward membrane is pierced, but the inner membrane is intact, tatoy maybe. So the inner membrane that is intact protects. כדרב, דומרה והיראי דיעד להתקעייני, סוג כצירו, even if the outward membrane was peeled off completely. And then, but the inner membrane is intact. So the male, since the outward membrane of the lung was peeled off completely, it's a healthy lung look. It looks like a red date. Because the inner membrane, so it's pinkish. So it's still accepted. The question is, suppose it's incantatory. There is a perforation in the inner membrane. But the outward membrane is intact. Maybe even in that case it's shale. Because then the outward membrane will protect it and the perforation in the inner membrane will be healed by itself in due course. Incaptatoye will incapiloye and make in a loyme. Plige borabach and rabbine chadoma loymeidim. Chadoma loymeidim. Chadoma meidim. Hilkese meidim. So in other words, that's a psychologa. That in order to become painful, only if both membranes are pierced. But if one membrane is pierced and the other one is intact, so the membrane that is intact protects it and the melee is not painful. Kidravies. In other words, the Hilkasamegin, that even if the inner membrane is perforated, but the outer membrane is intact, so it's kshay. Kidravies. Domar Abyeis. Hayunay Davshe. If we see that a certain lung, after the shri, so we took out the lung and we see that the lung produces a sound. Produces a sound. We hear a sound coming out from the lung. Hayunay Davshe. I yadinan heche Davshe. If we can identify and locate this spot where the sound comes from. So if we can identify the exact spot that produces the sound, so on that spot we put gatve, a feather, or a reike, or a spittle, or a gile, or a straw, on that spot that produces the sound. If as a result of placing a feather, or a spittle, or a straw, and the exact spot where that a sound emanates from. So if as a result of placing the feather or the spittle or the straw on that spot, so it starts to bubble, so then trail, because then it's a riot that there is a real naked, and that there is a naked in the outward membrane, that the outward membrane is pierced and the inner membrane is pierced. And that's why it produces a sound. That's why it produces a sound. And that's exactly the reason as to why when you put a spittle on that spot where there is the naked, so then the vibrations cause the spot is so make it bubble. Make it bubble.
The air coming out.
That's right. So but if when you place on that spot a feather or a spittle or a straw, so it doesn't start bubbling, it's kshayol. But the question is, so why does it produce a sound? Because that means that that the inner membrane is pierced, has a neck, but the outward membrane does not have a neck. So the male of the air comes in between the outward membrane and the inner membrane, and that causes vibrations. That's why the sound is produced, because of the air that penetrates between the inner membrane and the outer. V'iloi yadinonechavshe, but suppose the lung produces a sound that we can't locate, pinpoint the exact spot from which the sound emanates. So if we can pinpoint, then we can test it by placing a feather or a spittle on that spot. But suppose we don't know whether the sound comes here or the sound comes here or here. So what do we do? We or Yadinari Chavshim, we don't know the exact spot in the lung that produces the sound. My sinon, mitichute the mayapsho. We bring a basin filled up with lukewarm water. And we immerse the lung in that water, in the lukewarm water, in the basin. We should not use, we should not bring a basin with hot water. Why the hot water? Because if you put the lung in hot water, it will start to shrivel. And we should not use very cold water. To put the lung in the very cold water, the mitarshe, then it will have elamisina, and we have to immerse the lung with pure and lukewarm water. And then, after we immerse it in lukewarm water, we should start to inflate the lung. Vinafunale, in the vatsbise, trefe. So, if after you start inflating it, first you have to put it in water, in lukewarm water. And then you start blowing it, inflating the lung. So if as a result of inflating the lung, so it starts to bubble, so it's raven, that means that there is naked that penetrates, that pierces through the outward membrane and the inner membrane. And that's why it bubbles. Viloi chair. But if it doesn't, when we inflate it, it doesn't bubble. So then it's clear. So it means that the inner membrane became perforated and the outward membrane behind the outshed. So why would it produce sound? Because of the air that comes in, that penetrates between the inner membrane and the outer membrane, so that causes the vibrations which produce the sound. That's in the Rashi. I suppose the English word cold is the same. The Mayab Shure was similar. Look more water, the cooler air, so you have to immerse, you dunk the whole lung in the lukewarm water, let's say, ho. She cold more kim she is more than kim, if others are mine. So we shouldn't bring hot water, the cups away, because then it will shrivel. But make it please them, then you can pick a yoga. So what's wrong if it shrivels or it shrivels? The answer is if it shrivels, so that will close up the neck because of the shriveling. And cold, very cold water we shouldn't bring either. The mitarshal, it hardens it. Machine is okay, even. We may show neck, we come elie, we each neck and we tachte, we scale elie, mach machine kolush, we may maka. According to me, the is stretched out, which is discussion. That's why I think that we are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. We are going to be able to do it. So through the neck, the air comes out. And it cannot come out because the outer membrane is intact. So it penetrates between the outer membrane and the inner membrane. So that causes vibrations. So it produces the sound. If the lung was peeled off, if the outward membrane of the lung was peeled off, and it looks, but the inner membrane is intact. So it looks like a red date. So the lung looks like a pinkish date. So then it's Ksheiro. The Omarobe, Reyeshe, Dimon, Mikzoso, Ksheiro, Kulo, Trefo. If the mother of the Reye turned red, partially. So so it changed. But if it came completely red, so it's like, oh, my God, it's also my kind of Chayrod Hadrabo, because it will heal by itself. Kulanana Hadrabo. So even if it turned red, the whole thing, completely, it will still heal by itself. Militanya, Ushosh Kotimo Mosi, Achiyetzin Enda. Achiyetzin Enda. That's Ligabi Hevel, the Shabbos. Let's see the Rashi. Militanya, Ushosh Kotimo Mosi, Talin, Kings, Babay, Midinwe, Shil Rach, Chutmish, Meneshotim, Shil Koshe, in Chayim, the Shabbos, Mishim Hevel. So, only Achiyetzin and Tipas Dam. The Afopi Shemitzra Dam, the Iron Bachut, Angel Akuse. So in other words, the Aloch is one of the Lavates Melochers. One of the Lavates Melochers is Chabure. So it's a Meloch. So suppose if someone makes a Chabure, he loses a behemoth or a sheret to such an extent that the Tipas Dam comes out, so then it's Chayach. But suppose sometimes you make a scratch, you make a bruise, and you see it's nitzra adam, but it doesn't come out. So then it depends. If it's in the shemini shrotzim shmatimo that have a thick skin, so then even though the dam didn't come out in bachutz and it was nitzra on bachutz, so it's also high. Is also high because it means, since it has a thick skin, so it means that the dam did come out, but it was Mitzram Bachutz. Mashem came, and also in the Shemino Shrotzim, they also have a thick skin. But suppose he makes the bruise, he makes the habur in one of the other Shrotzim, not the Shemino Shrotzim, whose skin is relatively thin, not thick, so then it's only high Bechatos. If the deepest dam comes outside, but if it doesn't come outside, So, El Koshe in the Chayim Shabbos Chayim, Achi Tetsu Tipas Dam, Bavav Shin Tipas Dam, Ve'el Vachutz, Eid La'akusim. So, Shkotzim, Shor Shkotzim, Omosim Tam, Kitzva, Dei, Bidei, Mle, She'ir on Rach, Chutz Mishmin Shkotzim, She'ir on Koshe, Eid La'chayim Alev Mishabbos, Mishim Chayim, Achi Tetsu Tipas Dam. If somebody would bruise, would be make a chabure in a frog. So the skin of the frog is relatively thin. So it's not chayav shabbos unless the deepest dam comes outside. Why? The afal pish mitzra dam, we had in the iron bachutz, even though we see that it became red, outside it became red, but if the deepest dam didn't come out, so it's not chayav. Why? In the lakusim. In other words, because since it has, it's not considered as a real injury by Shor Shoti, because so why do you say that if the Rehe became completely red, so it's playful. Why is it playful? We see that sometimes as a result of a very minor injury, it becomes red. We see that on Shabbos, even though you made a bruise in the frog, and the skin outside became red, completely red, you're not high. Now, what's the shayches between the chiyuv chabura and becoming playful? Well, there is shayches. Because and according to most Rishonim, why is a Chabura Chayav? Or is a Chabura B'Shabbos Chayav? Because of the Torah of the Tumas Nishon. So in other words, so that we see that when you make a bruise in the flag, where the skin is relatively thin, so it's not considered the Torah of the Tumas Nishon. Because in order to be considered the Torah of the Tumas Nishon, there must be a serious injury. But if it just becomes, so if blood comes out, that's a serious injury. So it's totally of the first shot. But if blood does not come out, even though the whole skin outside becomes red, So it's not a serious injury because it readily becomes red as a result of a slight injury, of a slight bruise. So the male, why should we treat it? If it is likely for the long term for the skin to become red as a result of a slight bruise, so maybe it should be treated. So the skin is relatively thick, so then, even though the dam does not come out, we consider it as a serious injury. So here too, the lung, even in the marrow of the outside of the lung, the outward appearance of the lung is completely red. So the melee is considered a very serious injury in the lung, and the melee is if you equate the membrane, of the lung with the skin of the Shmina Shvatim that are relatively thick, so even if just part of the lung is red, it's also not completely. It should also be treated. Evolution. So in other words, so what does Gemara say? That even if the ray is completely red, it's not treated. Evolution. Veyom avon. Ray sheyof shomik tzoso treife. If the ray dried up a little bit, so it's treife. What does it mean, dried up a little bit? Vichamo, what is the shear of Yevesho that makes a paper? Vichamo, Omar Rav Papa Mishmid Rove Kedi Shetifra Mitzpera. If it will crumble with the nail, in other words, when you read your nail over, it will start crumbling, that means it's Yevesho, it's a deteriorated wrong, it's a deteriorated wrong, so, and it's paper. Now, in general, There are so many traits in Reza. The Rambam Mensch gives a list of 70 traits. That's an itemized. A list of 70 traits. In other words, it's a category of some hot traits, but that's general classes of traits. But an itemized list of specific traits. So he said, but in the lung itself, we have quite a portion of the 70 traits, but it's still counted in the more in one trait, nikvore, but the 70 is all the other traits that are due to the fact that the rain is in such a deteriorated state. Either it is symptomatic of a perforation that already took place, or it's indicative of a perforation that is destined to take place. So in other words, when we say that Reyoshimosho and its Kiddushin, it is dried up to such an extent that when you read your nail over, it starts crumbling, so then it's a deteriorated wound, and either it's straightforward because it's symptomatic of perforations that already took place, or the chalapoches of perforations that are bound to things. What it is exactly is not clear, but it's one of the two things. Sometimes we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, why a certain condition of the lung is a treifa. So according to Rashi, let's say sirchus. So according to Rashi, sirchus is a treifa because a sirchus, any adhesion in the lung, is symptomatic or a naked that already took place. A competence said no. The fact that there is an addition is no riot that the perforation already took place, but it's indicative of the fact that it's bound to take place. So it becomes straight for right now. Alright, finish the offshore, it's also straight for the hammer. What does it mean, offshore? Or my apartment, the robot is before it's there, and it won't go with the nail. That's regarding Pchor. Now Pchor is Kodesh, and it can only be eaten after a Kodesh. occurs in the core anymore. So then it's muta bachila. Bismanazeh. So suppose there is a evasion. So suppose there is a certain, let's say, in the year of the prayer is dried up. So is there a evasion, let's say, in the year of the behemoth or the frog is dried, and it is so dry, the year is so dry, she tinokim in the main city pass down, when you pierce the ear of the rain, it will not produce it pass down, so then it's in the rain. That's what Tanakamas. Rabdezim nam shulamei mea yivein shokidish nivrachel mitzpeyrei. When do we say that a dry ear in the rain constitutes a moon only if it is so dry that when you rub it against, when you rub your spear, your name, against it, it starts forming. So that's right. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Yisrael, I'm sure that if it's Yivei Shok, it's Yivrachim disappearing. So it's a moon by prayer, so it's a tray for, by behemoth, so in the womb, is so yobish that it crumbles to the nail, so it's rain. So you must have few tame rabbono. Gabe is a prayer because Shalom Vesike, we have the bow. Avon Reyedu Mikoshom Vyavire, have the bow. Now it's in the rush. Hoche, Kimnu Shalom Vyavire, have the bow. Wie aber ob heire die kanze gilde gilde if o hoch me hoch me hazuse hazuse kshero. Sometimes you see certain rings on the wall, so it's still kshero, it's not a deteriorated wall. And suppose you see black patches, hoch me black patches on the wall, it's still kshero, it's not a deteriorated wall. Chazus, certain appearances, different appearances, unknown. So it's still shape. Gilded wheel, the flippers, uchme uchme, taish blash chavis. Chazus, one in certain colors. We daf kehamer one to a mitre. Kinaduma yuruka of hamer and kalim da aloches. In other words, not every color is still shape. Only certain colors. Let's say, if it's Adumo, Yeruko, what other colors, we're going to discuss in that test, which colors make it for you. Right. Omar HaMeimah, Mishmei Derove, Eima Kifim Bibue, we cannot compare sis. Suppose we find a sis in the rain. So, and the question is, a lens sits in the ray. We find on the ray a pierce, a lens cyst. The question is, when did it become lens? When did it burst? If we find on the ray a burst, a lens cyst. Now, if we knew that the cyst bursts after Shrite, so then it's not afraid. Because many things happen after Shrite, so it doesn't matter. But if we determine that the cyst in the womb would burst, it became lens before Shrite, so then that means at the time of the Shrite, there was an equivalent in the land. Because if a cyst, the cyst itself is not, does not make a prayer. But when the cyst in the womb bursts, then it becomes an ekev. If the cyst bursts, it becomes lens. So it becomes an ekev. So, and the question is, suppose we find after Shrite that that there are cysts in the Raye, and the cysts are burst. So now the Anikumis, there's no doubt, it's burst. The question is, maybe it became burst after sleep. So one could say, let's find another cyst in the lung, and let's lens it. Let's lens it. And then after we lens another cyst in the lung, which obviously became local after Shvite, then we compare this lens cyst in the lung that we did artificially, and we'll compare it with the burst cyst in question. And if the two burst cysts look alike, so then we'll say, just as this burst cyst is obviously became local, it burst after Shvite, so the one in question, in view of the fact that it resembles the other verses, will also took place last Shvite. Because if the cyst in question burst before Shvite, how is it that it looks exactly like the cyst that we artificially lens last? We cannot say that. In Makifin, we cannot compare verses, because we cannot know why this verses in question, that we don't know when it burst, looks exactly like the other cis that we be your diamond lens. You don't know. There might be reasons as why. You cannot draw the conclusion just because this burst cyst in question looks exactly like the other cyst that we, the Odayim, lens that just as this is that we lens the Odayim Achashvite, so the other cyst in question was also lens Achashvite. Maybe the other one, even though it looks exactly like this one, was lens before Shvite. Ein Makif in Bibur. All right, let's see the Rashi. Ein Makif in Bibur, Ebu Eshini Kodereye. Heich no Mashu Yod in Tapche. Yulekel in Islam in Tapche. Ven Yedei Ayin Kenim Shvit Lachash. And now the call is like this. If we find a certain defect in a behavior, and which is the kind of a defect that if it occurs before Shvite, it makes it late. But we know that this defect takes place in such a portion of the behavior, in such an ordinary behavior, where the tabach, the butcher, after Shvite immediately handles it. Now many times, that happens, and I mean, this is the kind of shower that happens every week. So let's say in the chicken, especially the Empire chickens. So I get these showers. So in the leg of the chicken, you find the break. So at first, I was not here because I didn't even know that the Empire chickens, I mean, they cut it with the machine, with the electrical machine, and that produces many breaks. So I was laughing. Then I saw so many times that in the Empire chickens that it happens. So I made an inquiry. So I was told that these breaks happen as a result of the cutting by the machine. So that's the halacha. If you find, let's say, a record in the rain, but you find it in the spot where it's mashmish yadin tapa. We know that the butchers, after Shchite, they take a knife and they cut in that area. So then we attribute it, we presume that it happened after Shchite. But if you find a certain defect in an organ that is not handled by the tabach after Shchite, some melee, we cannot attribute it to the butcher. So then it's straight. So this is what Rashi says. The Hamet. So he says like this. In Makif Mibuye, Buye Shemitwa Bevayim, Heichadu Emashmash Yadi Yitapcha, Directly Nisle Bitapcha, When you do, I'm kidding, Shrit in Vaha Shrit. And we being Buah Acheres, we have to be Kali Betzlo, or we make for, we live in Simari and Kobim Shobi, Kidabrino, we come on the field, Makif in Greye, the Hamet Mila Reye, Abu Kim Shenases Bobuye, in Mare Nikabo, she also in Stanis, כל שור, בשם אמר האחר, אוי אלוהים, ונשתמת, לא שמקיבי, מקיבי, the literal meaning of מקיבי, it really means compare, but the literal meaning of מקיבי means bring close, one adjacent to the other. But what does it mean? When do you bring close, let's say, two rays, one next to the other, so when you want to compare it. So, in Makifi means you don't compare, and you cannot draw any conclusions on the basis of the fact that the Mare of the Reye that was artificially pierced after Shrike, so seems, and it seems the Mare that was artificially pierced is completely the same as the Mare of the Reye in question, without which we have something. So just as this one happened last Shmita, this one also happened. We don't know why we have the same matter. accident, and the other one could have occurred before she did. So, what's the makim mikabel for his ukim? Makim is lechobi in the second beit. Oh, I read the makim mi boy. Be your magog. Han etal teune disnich lado de les when people. Now, I brought here the explanation of Moody's. In the Reye, now the Rishayim talk of Umed Reye and Uned Reye. Uned Reye, now in all the books, in the science books of the Rome, so they don't have that classification of Uned and Uned. But they just have lobes of the lobe. But Rishayim and the Gemara doesn't even use the expression Umed Reye. The literal meaning of Umed Reye is Madalon. And Une is a near of one. Now, the way the science books classify the lungs, they don't classify it into an Ume, into two Umes and five Unes, the way the Rishayim classify. The Rishayim classify the into Umes and Unes.
On the right side, so you have the woman
Or you can call it the very big load. I mean, that's a question of classification, of nomenclature. But the Rishonim call it umen. This is the right umen, the mother-in-law. I mean, the left umen. And then you have two unes, two ears of the law. So on the right side you have three units, and on the left side you have two units, and you have one ume on the right and one ume on the left. So this is the left. This is the left. The left ume, and then you have, the uno el lleno. Number three, on the left side, there's the uno el lleno, and then you have, another uno that is on the left side. It's uno mishocho kechetz. You see, that's why it's called uno mishocho kechetz. Anyway, we have two umes. There's the madalong, which is really the large load of the one, but that's called ume. And we have two umes, umo shebimim and umo shebismeil, and then we have on the right side we have three umes, on the right side we have two umes. So the Gemara says, "Vio magabi, hanetal teune bischichel la'adoni, leslam digim, leslam digim, velo yamoron elo shaloi kisidon." In other words, here you have, this is the Muna Aruch of Yom. This is the Muna Aruch of Yom. And then, this is the Muna Aruch. So, the Muna Aruch of Yom adjoins. It adjoins the Unan Tzoris. The Unan Tzoris is a very small one. So suppose there is, suppose there is an addition. There is an addition between the Uno Aruch of the Ovo and the Unan Tzoris. There is an addition. That's called Kesidron. Because these two Unes, the Uno Aruch of the Ovo, where you have number seven, and the Uno and Tzoris, is close, adjacent to the Uno Aruch of the Ovo. Or, let's say, the Uno and Tzoris, and this is number five, the Uno and Spatzalis. So the Uno and Tzoris on the right side is adjacent to the Uno and Spatzalis. Suppose there is an addition. There is an addition between this and this. There is an addition. So then it's not right. But suppose there is an addition, not between the Uno and Tzoris and the Uno Aruch of the Ovo. There is an addition between there is some tissue that adheres this Uno, the Uno Aruch of the Ovo, with the Uno Mispatzalis. That's Shaloi Kisipa, you see. If the addition takes place between two unes that are adjacent to each other, between the Una Aruch of Yobo and the Una Mitzoyitz, or if the addition takes place between the Una Mitzoyitz and the Una Mitzvatzeres, then it's a Sircha Kisito. That's in the regular position, Kisito, because the Uno Arucho Yobo is naturally adjacent to the Unam Tzoris. Or, if there is an addition between the Unam Tzoris and the Unam Spatzalis, that's Kisidron. Even though a Sircha addition is symptomatic of a Neket, according to Rashi, so if we find an addition, so it's like, why is it like that? Why is the Sircha making it like that? Because how did an addition grow? How did it develop? Because there was an extra Rashi says, the way to explain an addition and a sircha between one and the other is on the basis there was a neker, And so the male is some tissue, that scalp tissue, grew, developed, got it, and that form, that constituted the addition. So in other words, so why is Isilche Treifo? Because Isilche is symptomatic of a nekev that already happened. Teisa says no. Isilche is not symptomatic of a nekev that already occurred. But as a result of the addition, so a nekev will develop, will take place. So whatever the reason is, whether the reason is because the nekev already occurred, or because the nekev is going to occur, a silcha makes a trade. So when does a silcha make a trade? Only if the silcha shalokis, if there is an addition between the una haruch of Yoko and the una mispatzelos. But if the addition is between the una haruch of Yoko and the una and Zoyis, or if the addition is between the una and Zoyis and the una mispatzelos, between the two unes that are naturally situated adjacent to each other, this kind of an addition is not right, because this kind of addition is not symptomatic of a negative of the nekev that already occurred, or it's not indicative of a future nekev that will occur, only when the addition is shaloi pesikon. In other words, if the addition takes place between, for example, between the una haruch of Yogo and the una mispachalos. But if the addition takes place between the una haruch of Yogo and the una mtsoyos, or if the addition takes place between the una mtsoyos and the una mispachalos, so then it's not it. The same thing is true of the Isilche on the left side. So we have two unes. We have the Una Mishuch HaKechetz and the Una Eleno. And the Una Eleno. So, in other words, either will be an addition between this and this, either will be an addition between this and this, so then it will not make it. So because it's Kesim. V'yomarom. So no bdike in the world will be effective. So with all the bdikas in the world, you can inflate it, and so still, say even though it meets, it satisfies all the tests, but if you have an addition between the uno, aruch habiyovo, and the uno mispatzeles, it's right. Even though it's you tested it by inflating it, and it doesn't bubble, so that's fine. That should be a positive sign. But if we see there is an addition, shaloi kesidron, so then it's right. In spite of all the bdikas, less one bdikas, the lo yavoron elo shaloi kesidron, avo kesidron. But suppose the addition is between the Uno Aruch of Yoko and the Uno Tzoyis that are adjacent to each other. Hanan Messiah, that's the nature of the things to develop certain tissues because they are situated together. So Mimele, without some, that's the way they grow. So Hanan Messiah, that's their growth. That's the way they develop. So it's not. Now, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Why is a silche shaloi kesidron on trait? According to Rashi, it's trait because it's symptomatic of a past nekev. And according to Tosfos, it's trait because it's indicative of a future nekev that is bound to occur. Alright, that's one machlokes. Then, Rashi mentions two shittes. Here the Gemara discusses a silche between two unes. So if the silche is between the uno, aruch of ovo, and the uno and tzoyis, kesidron, so I know it's not. If the silche is between the uno, aruch of ovo, and the uno mispatzeles, so it's not kesidron, so then it is right. How about the silche between the nume and the nume? Suppose this is the woman. This is the woman, and this is the woman. And so the woman is adjacent to the woman. to the woman. Suppose there is a sirche between this woman and this woman. It's kesiva. So Rashi himself says that whatever Gemara mentions in connection with two yunis, this chichladot, namely, that if the two yunis that are chichladot are kesidron, it's not rape because I never say it, is also true of a nune that is chucho to a nume. Because he says, nume, the Gemara doesn't even mention the word, the term nume. Rishani mentioned it, Gaini mentioned it, the Gemara doesn't mention the term nume. So Rashi says, I mean, what all the science books, they call this ilobalong, and this ilobalong, and this ilobalong, and this ilobalong. So instead of saying that on the right side there are three lobes and one mother long, they say there are four lobes. So Rashi says that's the way it is. But this is just arbitrary. It's a question of nomenclature. Rishayim call this woman, but al-Pidin, it is not distinguished from this, except that it's bigger. So Memele, so just as he said between the Una Aruch of Yoko and the Una Mitzoyes, that are adjacent to each other. So it's not rain because it's Kesidron. So a Sirche between the Una Aruch of Yoko and the Umo, which in effect, what is the Umo? The Umo is an Uno Aruch of Yezi. This we call Una Aruch of Yoko. And this is really Una Aruch of Yezi. Because the Gemara doesn't call this Umo. The term Umo doesn't appear anymore. So the same thing. Then Rashi mentions the Shitas Rishayim, who say that only in connection with two unes, two lobes of the lobe, two ears of the lobe, that are shruches la'adon that is sidron, so it's kshayim. But if it's a nune and a nune, a sirche between the nune and the nune, even though it's kesidron, so it's still training. Now there should be no passing like Rashi, not like Davashi. Now then there is another machlekes Hashem. The Gemara says, Rabbi says, Hanetar to une disrich lado the less lendik, below yamon, and shall kesidron, I will kesidron hanet b'misai. So in other words, if the sirche is shall kesidron, let's say there is an addition between the Una Aruch of Yoko and the Una Mispatzeles, then with all the bdikes, even though the tests are favorable, it doesn't produce sand, it doesn't bubble. You inflate it, you put it in lukewarm water, and you inflate it, and it doesn't bubble. So that's a good sign. But it's not effective. It's of no significance. Once you have a zirka shaloike sidron, so no bdike will avail us. But if it's kesidron, then it's kshir or haner b'saye. So there is a machlek of Hashem. Some Rishonim say, if it's kesidron, haner b'saye, we don't even have to have recourse to b'dikei. Just like that, it's kshir. And other Rishonim say, no. If it's shaloi kesidron, so no b'dikei will avail us. But if it's kesidron, haner b'saye, so if we do have recourse to b'dikei, in other words, we put it in water, we inflate it, and we see that it doesn't bubble, then fine. But suppose if we have no decay, without the decay, so it's not without the machines. So that's a machlegashi. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's let the kusim. Shezir chesu machmas lekevimo. Shemitei chamin this Rashi is the most basic Rashi in Preis. Let's let the kusim. שסיר חזו מחמס דקף איבו שמתייך שאורי ישייב אס כל מיני משקי והמשקי נעשה אור פיסייכו כמינג לירו וייצא מיד מיד חנקף נקפה Rashi explains I mean, how does an addition develop between two lobes of the lobe שלא יקסים how? So Rashi explains it as follows. Because originally there was a perforation, there was a neck in the lobe. And then, because of that, because of that, the lung absorbs all kinds of liquids, of fluid, and then the fluid that the lung absorbs becomes coagulated. It becomes coagulated and thickened. So this coagulated fluid goes through constantly, goes through the neck. So mele, that is formed into a tissue. That's the constituency of the addition. What is an addition? Addition is tissue. A tissue that envelops two lobes of the lung. So how did it occur? Because there was a neck. And the lung constantly absorbs fluid. That fluid becomes coagulated. And then this coagulated fluid turns into a tissue. So that's why it's right. Vinasikum, kachmotosibishimasagim, viahor tissues is manekim. But then we should say, true, originally there was an ekim. But as a result of this coagulated fluid, so the nekim flows out. So it should be considered as healed. The answer is that we learned in Trafez that if there is scar tissue over the nekim, so then it doesn't become shale because it's bound to become rent, to tear again, you see. So the male of Afro Pishu says, Manekev, they may see Ruach, Amon, Chum Shomo Machmas Mako, because if there is no tissue covering the Nekev, so then you always hear a sound. But as a result of that Tzircha, you don't hear a sound, because that tissue, that adhesion, that Tzircha, covers up the Nekev. So why is it Reife? Or Amor? Chum Shomo Machmas Make Berei Enikrum Shesei Sif Nisoseh. Because it will be torn away. This tissue ultimately is bound to be torn away, to be removed. Shaloi Kisidron Ki Nishtai Machitzenis Nidmiko Bisirche. What is Nishtai Machitzenis? An addition was formed between the Uno Arucho Biovo and the Uno Amispatzalas. So it's not kesidon. Avo besidon. Mimal emtzois emitachtav. Now the question is, how could an addition be formed between this and this when there is the uno emtzois that intervenes between? The answer is, it could some tissue mitachas grow and form an addition between the two chitzenis. Hainer Messiah, if it's Kisidron, zooming in also, the Hadrobo, Shemitech Shesheikh, is well zooming in Misparokets, Vakhum Elech Bechozok, Avo Kishen Shoe Kisidron, Zui Lechas Likam, Zui Lechas Likam, Vakhum Misparek, Minister, Vechen Aloche, the Lekeman, the Pomikalo, the Uno, oh. That's in regard to two unes, the Vasuras Ladonis. So they very dependent. If it's Kisidron, it's not right. If it's Shaloi Kisidron, it is right. Let's see, this thing is mentioned in Simen Lamed Tes, Siv Dalet. Una Aschucha Luna, Oili Umo. In other words, it passes like Rashi, that Kisidron is Ksheir Oli, by Una Aschucha Luna. Bei Schucha Mead, Bei Schucha Kulo, Shaloi Kisidron, Treifo, Kisidron Ksheir, Afilo Dloi Bdiki. So the Mechaba passes like the Vesheni, that if it's Kisidron, we don't even have to resort to Bdiki. Miu in Bodkuo v'nimtso shom neket trei. So in other words, we don't require trei. Suppose we did make it, we did put it in lukewarm water, started to inflate it and then it started to bubble, so then it's right. In other words, Nastan, we don't have to behave, we don't have to behave. When is it kisitron? If the addition takes place between the two adjacent dunes, either because there is an addition from the cut of one dune to the cut of the other dune, or even if it's not weak way, even in the addition there is a hole, our migabo shalzu. Anyway, the Mechaba says, Paskins, the Ramo says, the Yeshimri, that you will receive from Zol, the K, Sheinekev Bere, Umiachashim, Dikim, Kim, Dike, Kombokim, Dike, Reese, Yeshva. So the Ramo Paskins, like the Sheinri, that even Kisitron, what we have to resolve, Dike, and then the Ramo says that we are not Kim, you know, these Dikes, you know, inflating the longing and so on. So the Mele, we have to be matched with every Sirche. Every sirche, even a sirche that is kisitro, between a sirche that is between the Uno Aruch HaBobo and the Uno Emtzoris, or between the Uno Emtzoris and the Uno Hamispasaris. Now let's see the Rashi. The Uno Aschucho Biumo, the Etzro, and its kisitro, Maise Bor Yodi Vishoalti Espira Miyakim Barabiyakim. Of course, it goes without saying. Suppose there is a sirch between Enune and the Nume Shaloi Kisivron, then of course, it will betray you. Suppose there is a sirch and addition between this and this. So then of course it's right. But if there is an addition between the Ume and the Una Aruch HaGobo, which are adjacent to each other, so Vishualti Espira Bni Yakeb Rabi Yakeh, V'itiron Lechem, that's the main rabbi of Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov. He had other rabbi, but he was the main one. V'yeshes, v'yhu, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov, Rashi's rabbi, omer leitayim levitamo, vitamo, hoeis chinem rin, those who say, so, who say, that a sirche, kisidron, between a nume and a nune, is frei, harineke v'yeshlein, because any sirche is symptomatic of a neke. But if the Gemara didn't tell us that Silva Kisidron is Sheol, then we would say it's right. But the Gemara tells us. But the Gemara only tells us a big chidesh in regard to two unes. In regard to une and ume, the Gemara doesn't say a thing. So the Melem Heichatei say we should be machshon. What's the logic? For the same reason that the Gemara says Kisidro. That the Gemara says in connection with Dunes, so we should apply the same Lomdes in regard to Ume and Dune. So the answer is, now, the two unes, you see, here is the chose, the chest, right? So he says, so those asas, so he says, if the silk is between the two unes, and then it's in the area of the ribs of the chest, so the male is hard to the body. Masha'inke, the silke is between the ume and the ume, so it's not in the area, in the chest area of the chose. So the male, it's not hard to the body. V'tayim the ume mishum, she'im dim v'meitzer ha'chose, u'mischam meis. So there it's warmer, v'hard to the body, v'teidah, שהרי בריאו הסמוכו ודפן ואינו קשירו וביום את ריבו כדרי כמה ותעמי לי אלוהים ותעמי לי and what, that's the time of the Israel. The time of the Israel is because אין לכו בוי על החידושים. The Gemara only mentions a chidesh in respect to Tunis. is important. Gemara doesn't mention in respect to a woman and a woman. So in Mele, we have Taza. And the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. We motzim umeh b'gemara. Because the Loshen umeh is not mentioned in Gemara. In other words, this classification of umes, this distinction between umes and unes is arbitrary. Actually, it's all unes. But we call it umeh because it's a very, very big umeh. So we call it umeh, mother umeh. Alright, but there is nothing unique about the umeh that demarcates it from a umeh. Umeh and umeh, it's enough. And we the Shulnoch passes like Rashi. We hope it not atune we should be come to the Eilo. The Shulnoch is even treife. But after God, we have a slich of one bidei for the Shere, the Amun Rekamon, as we know what we lost my time, the Chim Shachol Tzarei, Shere is from the Sadeife, we have Sparak is Menu. Zumizu, Avro Shulif, Sidra Misparok is in, Shari Mtsoi is in Farkoso, the Lord in Tame Deha Kadeifem, and the Lord in Shulif is Park of Zumizu, Avro Gune Gume Shulik is Sidra, the Yisrael Halome, the Him Liberecha Bachor in English, Miyazik Boshol is Park of Yusyog Motos of the Gore, which was again in the Kong of the MS, Vinuse di Vrode, that there is, that's in the Gemara further, there is a rose-like there is a rose-like low. A rose-like row low. Rose-like load. So then we pass because of the Gemara, Shono passes that even if it's missing, so it's clear. Even if it's in a certain way, this rose-like load is missing, it's also clear. It's also clear. That is called in a Musa Brode. So he says, "V'in Musa Brode, Korecha Nisab Chateifu, Yechula Ligabot Nido Shorek Yisidanim." He says, suppose there is a sirch and a vision over the rose-like low, this, if let's say, there will be an addition between this low of the low, the rose-like, the musical body, and its surrounding low, so then it is considered shalik isidon, and then it's ready. All right. The Chumik Abodido Shaloiki Sidonim. Now, I don't want to go over the long thesis because that will take us. And for next time, but I just want to discuss one more thing about Glat Kosher. What's the basis for Glat Kosher? So for next time, we should be ready on the Gemara and the thesis Omar Rav Somme, Brede Robbe, Hai Rei Ridam Yekik Shuse Uch Merike. That's in the middle of the Omet. Darf Nam Zayn Olim Beis. Now, what is the Iyen of Glat Kosher? What does it mean, Glat Kosher? Now, the Ramo Paskins, that any Sirche is strange. Any Sirche is strange. Even if the Sirche is Kisibro. Because the Ramo Paskins, like the Shemi, that even in respect to the Sirche Kisibro, we still have to resort to Dike. And since we pass in that we are not such experts to make that kind of decay. So mele, any sirche, even a sirche kisidron, is there. What's the meaning of Glat Kosher? Now, Glat Kosher means this. Now, those who are not particular about Glat Kosher. So what does it mean? That means there is a shit. There is a shit. That what is considered a sirche, which is matri, if it is so strong and sturdy, the silka, the addition, that by manipulating it will not go up. So then it's a silka inside. But suppose the silka is so superficial that if you just go over with your hand, if you have mayach and mashmish with your hand, it will immediately go off the addition. That's not a silka. There is such a shita. Then it's real down. It's just like fluid that sticks to the long of the vein. So when is it considered tzirche? When is it considered tzirche? If it is sturdy and firm, if the tzirche, the addition, is firmly attached to the tunis. In other words, you can, let's say, an addition. If you have, let's say, here there is one lobe, and here there is another lobe, and then there is an addition. There is an addition. And even if you are manipulated over the addition, it doesn't get off, so then it's a serious thing. But the problem is it is so superficial, and so mild, and so loose, it's not firmly attached to the lobes of the lung, that by mere miyuchen mishmish, by merely manipulating with your fingers mildly, so it will get off, then it's real bad. Then it's real bad. Now, but the Rashbo says that those shochtim who are mimayach and mimashmish in the silches in the lungs, and they remove it, even though they don't have to exert an effort in removing them, just by manipulating, by being mimayach with your fingers, mildly. So they are machu trivis. That's what Rashbo says. And the Mechaba Paskis, like Rashbo. So because of that, the Sfardim, they will not eat meat that is not lat kosher. Because what does lat kosher mean? Lat kosher means meat that the shochtim don't, are not mimayich and mimashmeish over the laws. And not good. So that's not bad kosher. So according to the Rashbo, it's also the rice. It's also the rice, it's straight. Now the Rambo is only make of Bishas Atchak. He's only make of Bishas Atchak. In similar methods. So there are two situations. One situation is when the sirche, the so-called sirche, is so superficial that you don't even have to be mindful of the mashmis. Just by touching it, it will be removed. So that is not anything we call the sakh of the mechana. Then another situation is that by just touching it, it will not go removed. It will not go removed. If by just touching it, if it is so mild and so superficial, the silver, the addition, only one, that by just touching it, it will be removed without even manipulating, mildly. So then, even according to the Mechaba, it's not taken. But the Mechaba is Machmir. He says that let's see what Mechaba says in Sifyut. Kol mokim she'osru schuch hasarei ein hefres bein she'tei asirche dako kechud asaro, whether the sirche is thin like the chud asaro, בין שתיובו וחזוקו ורחובו כגדה, ולוי כאיסום שממחים ביד. מחים ביד means they manipulate, they keep on touching, touching. They don't exert an effort, but they keep on manipulating and petting the lung of the behemoth. And then, without exerting an effort, so as a result of petting and touching and manipulating the lung, so then it's removed. That's called miuch limishmish. So the Mechaba says that the amachl tarfus liyisrael. Kol mokim she'os uschuch asareye ein hefrez ben shiti asir chodako kichud asaro ben shiti obo v'chazoko u'richobo kigedel v'loi keisom shemimachim v'yad v'im nismacho. And if by manipulation, so it removed telim lohokim v'chol anei kein kilu machl tarfus liyisrael. That's the lotion of the Chuvus HaRashba. So that's why the Svardim are very machmir. Are very machmir. I mean the real Svardim. You see, though the Hasidim call them Svardim, so they are also, many of them are machmir, but they think that this is a big chumre. But for the Svardim, it's not a question of chumre. It's not a question of chumre, because according to Pesach and Mechaber, it's treve mamish. It's treve mamish. So when does the Mechaber paskin said the pasken that it's treifa mamish if it's not removed by merely touching it, but it's removed by manipulating with it for miuch and mishmish, then it's treifa mamish. Then he says that's a sifyut. Then in sifyut aleph he says yesh mishe kosav shemachnis et zboye tachas asirche umagdiya ktsas in nifziko machmasa boye komshu sirche basyeimu yukshiru. ואם יהוקיו בכך, אלא בבהימס ישראל וישמחים, על כל איזו אל בידי כושר וירי עד השם. So, the first situation he says is מה חופר איפה. יהיה מי שיהיה לשכת, it can be a חופץ חי על השכת. But if he removes סירחס, for מי הוא חמיש מושי, זה מה חופר איפה. That's the פסק of the פסק of Then in סיף יודלף, he mentions another situation. Where it is removable by simply touching it. You don't have to manipulate, you don't have to be Michael Mashmish, you just take hold of it. And it's removed immediately. You don't even have to pat it, you know, and to pat it once, second time. Miyukul Mishmish means you pat it second time. Without rather tearing it. Tearing it, you see, there are certain shochtim who not only resort, unfortunately, who not only resort to miyuch mishmush, they mamich tear silves. Tear silves. 30 years ago, I had a meeting with shochet in Chicago. So one shochet, so he gave me a mishabirach that I'll never be able to remember. Because I told him that when you tear a silves, that's not miyuch mishmush. So he gave me such a mishabirach that I'll never be able to remember. Since the time, I don't want to have any discussions with shochtim. I mean, there are shochtim tzaddikim too. I mean, but because of that, I don't want to have anything to do with them. But according to the Mechaber, so if it's removed without exerting an effort, but for miuch mishmush, not by merely touching it, then it's treife, mach treife nisun. But then now in Sif Yudale, he says, "Yesh mishikosav shemachnis et zboi itachas asirche u'magbi aktsas im nifziko machmasag boi kolshu u'sirche basyeimoi u'ksheimo." That's another situation, not where it's removed from miuch mishmish by simply touching it, you lift it. So that's the about. That's not still the mechaber is so machmir. He says. ואם להוקר בכך, אלא מבהים אז ישראל, ואם סמכין על כל איזו אלא בין כושר מיידי אז על שם רב. But that's not him. Then he says, יש מי שאימר, שהבדי כי אחנה בנסיף יודעים. He says, יש מי שאימר, שהבדי כי אחנה סיוני מבהים בזריזוס ברולבי פי יודעים, ואם נספר כל שום סירכה, כי שמכניס הבדי כי יודע, מציורי לחוץ, ובית כל, אם סירכו ימצא, רישו ברי ובדייפן, ואוהב רי רי וקשירו, ואין להוקר לכך, So that's not Rebbe. So when does the Mechaba pass that it's Rebbe Mamesh, it's not removed by merely touching it, but by manipulating it, by petting it, by Miyuch Mishmish. So then it's Rebbe Mamesh. So then the Ramos says, V'yesh Matiri, V'mashmish B'sirchis, U'limayore, V'emrim She'sircho, Im Yimayach Odom Bo'kol Ayeim Lo'itimotik. That if it's a real silche that makes it rain, so even if you keep on petting it the whole day, it will not go anymore. Unless you tear it off. But if you just are mild and mashmish, so it's not a silche. That's a shit of Rishon. He says, Lochei, kol mokeim she'ismayer, tearing with hoke, ve'imrim she'ini silche, elo rio be'al, don't reshame him. You see, there is a distinction between Yisirche and Yiriyah. Even the Mechaber is made that if by merely touching it, it's removed. So then it's not Yisirche. But he says we should not be making only the Shilchet is a big Yerushalayim, the expert. Because sometimes one might make a mistake. There might be a borderline case, you know. So the Shilchet has to be not only Yerushalayim, but the...